On today's edition of Kosher Tidbits, we will discuss salad dressings. Salad dressings have become a regular fixture at meals, whether at a restaurant, an elegantly catered affair, or in one's own home. Salad dressings are ever present. There is a great demand in today's market for kosher salad dressings, and there certainly is a plentiful selection to choose from. However, what happens behind the scenes when maintaining kosher supervision is generally not known. The certification of dressings can be very challenging, as proper kosher supervision tends to be highly complicated. Most salad dressing companies manufacture a wide array of products. In many instances, a company will produce dairy and parve dressings, as well as non-kosher. A supervising rabbi must be very astute and careful to ensure that products under certification are not compromised in any way. The manufacture of salad dressings typically does not involve cooking, and the production occurs at ambient temperatures. Therefore, there is usually no need for a special kosher sanitization of equipment used for production of parve, dairy, and non-kosher salad dressings. However, the equipment must be cleaned thoroughly, even after cold production that does not require cooking, to remove any unwanted residue before a kosher run begins. Jewish law defines an acceptable cleaning as what is typically done to properly remove unwanted residue from a vessel. The standard practice of cleaning a container from any food is considered sufficient to render it clean, and an overly excessive cleansing of the vessel is not necessary. Usually, plants have a standard cleaning procedure of equipment that more than adequately removes residue from previous runs before kosher production begins. This is especially true with salad dressings. The quality profile or characteristics of products is very often distinct, and unclean equipment could ruin the next run's production. Moreover, cleaning of equipment from allergens, such as dairy, is especially rigorous and may even exceed what is required by Jewish law. As an additional precaution, OU policy requires the following order of production at salad dressing facilities: parve dressings at the outset of the day, followed by kosher dairy, ending with non-kosher dressings and a proper cleaning. Nevertheless, rabbis at these facilities must inspect plant equipment to confirm that a company's cleaning procedures are proper. There are instances when a starch paste might be cooked and added to a cold process dressing. The starch paste is parve, and usually the cooking vessel is limited to starch only. However, if the equipment were to be used for a dairy or non-kosher item, which is not standard, it must be kosher sanitized beforehand. At times, wet mixtures may sit in holding tanks for extended periods prior to the production or filling of a product. Tanks that hold cold, wet mixtures for a period of 24 hours or more prevent an issue that is known as kavush if dairy or non-kosher dressings are also produced at the plant. In these instances, salad dressing plants under certification cannot allow for cold, wet mixtures to sit in vessels for extended periods, and this must be checked and verified by the supervising rabbi. Otherwise, the tanks must undergo kosher sanitization. Salad dressing companies usually possess a plethora of kosher and non-kosher labels. Extreme care and attention must be devoted by a supervising rabbi to view label graphics to confirm that dairy products are not incorrectly designated as parve, or that a kosher symbol does not inadvertently appear on a non-kosher label. Although it does not happen often, it is not unheard of for companies to reformulate existing products from dairy to parve, parve to dairy, or non-kosher to kosher, and kosher to non-kosher. Rabbis always pay close attention to labels and review product formulas. Consumers should never take for granted that salad dressing labels never change. A prudent consumer will always check dressing labels for the kosher symbol and peruse the ingredient panel. Consumers have contacted the OU in limited instances after using a dressing and discovering that the label was different from what they expected. When reading a dressing's ingredient panel, there are certain red flag ingredients that consumers should be aware of. Common dairy ingredients include buttermilk, cheeses, cream salads, non-fat dry milk, sour cream, and whey. If none of these ingredients appear on an ingredient panel, but the label has a kosher dairy designation, it is very likely because of dairy flavor. Flavors, at times, can be dairy. A good example is starter distillate, which is a flavoring agent that can be derived from butter, milk, or whey. Common red flag non-kosher ingredients include anchovy paste or powder, bacon bits, balsamic vinegar, chicken base, cheeses such as Asiago, Blue, Feta, Parmesan, and Romano, and wines. Some of these ingredients could be derived from kosher sources, and their presence on a label is not an automatic indication of a mislabeling. However, these ingredients are certainly considered sensitive within the industry, and consumers should not feel shy about contacting a kosher certifying agency to confirm that the ingredient's source is kosher and the label is correct. At plants that manufacture kosher and non-kosher dressings, a reliable kosher agency will not allow for the presence of non-kosher ingredients at a plant that can be used interchangeably with kosher ingredients intended for kosher products. This requirement is a precaution that eliminates the likelihood of an unfortunate mistake. For example, if a plant possesses kosher and non-kosher soybean oils or vinegars, there is a possibility that a non-kosher oil or vinegar can accidentally find its way in a kosher product before the rabbi notices the error. However, if the plant is required that all its soybean oils or vinegars must be kosher, even when used in a non-kosher product, the chances of a mistake are reduced to zero. The likelihood that non-kosher blue cheese, which is unique to blue cheese salad dressing only, will somehow find its way into kosher Thousand Island is nil. The proper supervision of salad dressings can be very intricate. Consumers should develop the habit of checking labels for the kosher symbol and reading ingredients before purchasing a dressing. Although the certification of dressing companies is complicated, under the strict supervision of a reliable kosher agency, consumers should feel free to just enjoy their salad. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Kosher Tidbits on OU Radio.